third parak of Demaya, Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new Masechta called Demaya. Demaya is a Masechta that discusses halachas relating to trumos and maizos. The halacha is that fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael are chayev in trumos and maizos. In the Raisa, according to most Rishonim, it's only grain and olives and grapes, or more accurately, wine and olive oil. According to the Rambam, all the Shilas Minim are Chayiv in the Raisa. In the Rabbanon, almost all trees are Chayiv in Trumas and Maizres, and also vegetables are Chayiv in Trumas and Maizres. If a person the Takana Demai is talking about produce that was bought from an Am Haaretz, the time of the Mishnah in Sefer says, in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol being an Exeya, which basically said that if a person buys produce from an Am Haaretz, even though the general assumption would be that the person selling produce he already took off Trumas and Maizos, but since they saw that a certain percentage of Amaratim were not taking off Trumas and Maizos, they said that midrabbanan, you have to take off Trumas and Maizos from an Amaratz's produce, even if he said that he took off the Trumas and Maizos. Now, there's certain limitations which we will see soon. The one thing that one is not required to take off from Demai is Truma Gedoyla, because Truma Gedoyla did not take off a small amount, and it was considered something very stringent in the eyes of the Amaratim of those days, and we could rely on the fact that the Amaratz did take off the Truma. So basically we're saying that once again, in the time of the Gemara, or the time of the Mishnah, one will buy produce from Am Haaretz, they will take off the Maizres, but not the Truma Gedoyla. As we said before, this is a Chiyuv on the Drabonim. Kamuvan, this man is there, a person who buys something in Eretz Yisrael from somebody buying on a stand without Hechshon, the person is not, is showing the Torah Mitzvah that is not the Mai. Because this person is not just an Am Haaretz. This person has no idea what Trumas and Maizos are. So, if there's no reliable Hechshon, there's Achshash, Mi'ikir Adin, that Trumas and Maizos weren't taken off, and therefore one has to take off Truma Gedoyla also. We'll see more problems about the definition of an Am Haaretz in respect to Salocha, and the Mishnah is later in the text. Okay, so the first Mishnah says, Akaram Shez Mai. The simple Psham the Mishnah is, that since the Mai is a Chiyuv only midrabbanan, there are certain forms of produce, certain types of fruit, which they were more lenient on. The way the Rambam learns Pshat, which we will go with, is that these Minim are generally Hefker, and therefore we do not have to be Choshesh that they were grown by somebody privately. We learned before that Hefker is Pater from Trumas and Maizos, so therefore these, once again, if one is buying these from an Amaretz, does not have to take up Trumas and Maizos because he can rely on the fact that it is from Hefker. What are these Minim? Hashifim, Varimim, Uzridin, Upnoi Shuach, Shikma. These are all different types of wild fruits, wild berries, wild figs. Noivus Atmara, those are dates that don't ripen completely on the tree, and they either fall down or they're taken down, and the people would ripen them at home. Gufnim is also some type of grapes that are at the end of the season that weren't the standard type of grapes. Hanitzpa is a caper bush. Ubihuda, and the Yehuda have some other types of trees, the ogre, some type of red berry. All these are part of from Demai. Achoimitz. So, this is an interesting Mishnah. The question about Chaymitz in those days generally was made from wine or from grapes. So if the grapes were something that was chayiv in Trumas and Maizos, why should the Chaymitz be bought from Demai? So, it says that originally in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, there was a special bracha in the grapes, and the grapes would always turn into wine, they would never turn into vinegar. And therefore, the assumption was that if there is any vinegar over here, it's not coming from the grapes; it's coming from after the grapes were ready, made into wine. They would use the leftover peels and pits to make more either wine or vinegar from. So since this is already taken from something that most probably the Trumas Maizes was taken from it anyway, we will make a mistake to the Mai, and if one buys it from Am Haaretz, it's Chometz, so we don't have to take off the Trumas Maizes. Once again, this is only Bezman Beis HaMikdash afterwards, since there was a lot of Chometz that was made directly from grapes. It does not have its ringing scene, one would have to take off Trumas Maizes if you bought Chometz that came from grapes. Kuzba is also some type of seed. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Kol Hashitim Petur Mechutz Meshav Dufra. Rabbi Yehuda says that before we mentioned that there's some type of fruit called Shitin, which is potter, but he said that some type of Dufra was a biannual form of this, which was a more chashav form of it, and therefore in that form you cannot assume it came from Hefker, and it's Chayiv and Trumas Maizes if you buy from Am Haaretz. Kol Harimim Petur Mechutz Meshav Shikmoina. The same thing in a rimin type of fruit. There was also some type of chosheva form which was generally grown, and therefore it's chayv as a mai. Kol v'nei shikma peturais chutz min mustafas. And also this other type of fruit is also potter, unless it comes from this also more chosheva form called mustafas.